مولانا أشرف دقرات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Trust that you are doing well this morning, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, I think after a very highly stimulating 3 days at Indonesia, I think we are all trying to still gather our thoughts and to reflect over what happened there, Mawlana.
Very interesting pick this morning, The Path of Moderation by Mufti Abdul Qayyum.
Yes, Mawlana, this was one of the things that we got free. That Alhamdulillah, there were a number of books for sale, and there were a number of books that were also for free distribution. And when I saw this title, The Path of Moderation, by Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qayyum Saab, I read through it very quickly, and it really is a very good read, Mawlana. We know that there is, at some times, a tendency with all human beings to go to excesses. And this book calls for what it calls Rahe'atidal, the path of moderation and a return to a path of moderation. The book is approved and done under the guidance of a great scholar of the present times, the senior khalifa of our respected Sheikh Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangoi, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib. And this book comes out of a fatwa, a question, and that was asked to the Darul Ifta in the Madrasa in Dabel. And this was actually a long question that is from the Maharashtra region that contained 14 questions. The query expressed then a conflict between the practices of the Tabligh Jamaat, the practices of those people who are Sufi inclined in the Khanka, and Mufti Abdul Qayyum Saab prepared a detailed and a very well-referenced answer. And Maulana Ahmed Khanpuri says that I was very happy with this, and I decided that this should actually be published. He said that there were certain objections in the early days against the Dawat with Tabligh work, and it was the Muftis who provided the answers and came to the defense of the Tablighi Jamaat. Now the same Muftis are replying to the objections made by unknowing Tablighi brothers against those people who are on the path of the Tasawuf. Now, Mawlana, we have this problem everywhere. We have, you know, the work of Khanka, the people who are involved in their own self-reformation. We have the work of Tabligh, the Jamaat of Tabligh. We have others who are interested in writing and dars, tasneef. We have some people who are involved in madrasas. We have others who are involved in striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have other people who are involved in predominantly in social work and social upliftment projects. Now, all of this together makes up the deen and makes up the effort towards establishing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. We don't have the luxury to exclude any one of these categories. And so this book attends to some of the difficult questions that were posed regarding this, and there's the entire fatwa, the entire query is listed, and then the different parts of the query are discussed. The query has got to do with the tabligh, the work of tabligh in the main, and then the answers have got to do with how Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali was very moderate in his own way, some valuable advices of Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, the Shari status of Tasawuf and Tabligh, the belief in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Tawheed in purpose, and also then some aspects of Tasawuf like Fana fi Sheikh, and that Fana fi Sheikh is not actually extremism, some deep matters of Tasawuf like Tawajjuh, Tasarruf, and all these type of discussions regarding Tasawuf, and the fact that Tasawuf does not entail monasticism, also the reality of Kashf, and some of the practices of the people of Tasawuf, such as Zikr and Muraqabah and Bay'ah, what is the meaning of Bay'ah. So really, it is a treatise in, for the most part, explaining some very misunderstood parts of Tasawuf, and it puts a perspective, I think, on the practices of the Tabligh, the Jamaat of Tabligh as well. A very, very good read, and I think an important read for people who are not sure about the relationship between the work of Jamaat Tabligh, this great and noble effort of Jamaat Tabligh and the effort of Tasawwuf. Our own Sheikh, Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Azmi, Damat Barakatum, explains this to us in a very, very comprehensive way. He says that if you look at the life of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, then they were involved in all these activities. A single man was involved in seeking knowledge, he was involved in imparting knowledge, he was involved in the striving in the path of Allah when the need arose, he was involved in khidmat of people, he was involved in his own islah, and all of this was done in the activities of a single person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has left us on one deen. He has not left us on four deens or on five deens or on as many work as they are. He has left us on one thing, and therefore our system is that of tartib. In other words, we do certain things at certain times. This is the tartib, like we do ruku after we do qiyam, and we do sajda after we do ruku. There is a tartib in our lives. There is no aspect of tafriq in our lives. We cannot separate the ruku from the salah. All of it is part of the salah of one person, who is seeking out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's countenance and seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think we have come to a time when we as ulama and the public have to understand deen in a holistic way. As soon as we start to divide the deen up, that certain parts of deen are for certain people and certain activities are meant for certain people, then we land up with the problem that this book has, I think, to a certain extent tried to solve, but really doesn't come up with the solution fully. And we need to understand the deen in this comprehensive way, a deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us, layluha kanahariha, that in every aspect the deen is complete and it is fulfilled by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the person who is a complete person, an insan al-kamil, can grow out of the observances of a complete deen. But as I said, Mawlana, a really worthwhile book and a very, very important book. I think some of what was discussed over the weekend also has relevance to this. You know, we're always speaking about unity of purpose and unity of vision as ulama. I think a lot of it for the ummah, for the ulama at large, is relevant.
Interesting book. Mullah, you've read the book at the conference and you got your free copy there. What about the listeners? Where can they get this?
They can all get free copies, Mullah. This is the good part of it.
Oh.
There's a publishing house called Al-Qamar Publications, and they are distributing this free of charge. I think it's published by Mustafa Publishers, but Al-Qamar Publications are the people that you're looking for. The good gentleman, like all good things, he's from Lodge in Pretoria, and he's handing out the books, Mawlana. Al-Qamar Publications is there's a person, Brother Naeem Patel, in Lodium, and he is also involved with Al-Farooq, the people who are involved in the, you know, the Azmat Sahaba and all of that, and they can be contacted for free copies, Mawlana.
Well, Jazakallah khairan, wonderful stuff, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you.
Ameen, Mawlana.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.